tweets, I'm pretty sure they're not chanting, let's go, Brandon, as the NBC reporter is telling us. What do you hear? I mean, it's clear as day what they are chanting.
Yeah.
Clear as day what they're chanting. Like, why not just ignore it and do your interview?
Right, of course. Just let it go.
You know, like what do you...
Don't encourage it, whatever it is. My buddy Dom sent me a link on TikTok. There was a thing called Best of FJB Chants. So on TikTok, apparently, it's all of them together. There was a huge one at the Jets game. I didn't know, but it started off the video.
Did you see that? So, did you see the... speaking of TikTok, I got in a TikTok, whatever it is, with the Joe Biden thing. And it's the guy, he shows up and he's like, so what are you doing here? And this guy has hashtag FJB. And he goes, and he said, what's that stand for? And he says what it stands for. And he goes, oh, so you'd like to... F Joe Biden. He's like, yeah. He's like, okay, you want to F him? And he's like, oh, no. He's like, well, all you guys are wearing shirts saying you'd like to F him. And the guy is just doesn't know what to say. He has nothing
That's when you take the guy who's saying, oh, you guys want to F him. You pat him on the head and you say, you're cute. And you just walk away from him.
Yeah. You know, like, the thing is, I agree with you. Just give it back. Dumb. But these people are too stupid to even do that. Like, he didn't even have anything. He was, oh. But he was, honestly, super old.
Right.
Like 80 or something. He was really old.
I'm just, like, this started in college football and has now kind of taken on a life of its own at this point, right?
Wasn't it just like some Southern colleges, maybe two one weekend, maybe in week one of the college season or something?
Not anymore. I guess it got fun.
Well, it's definitely growing. No question about
it. But, like, back to this woman. It's like you have the opportunity to just do your interview with the winner and move on.
Yeah.
Why would you even refer to it when you're lying to the people who are watching at home? The people who are watching at home, they are well aware of what that chant is. You know what I'm saying? Who are you trying to fool?
Yeah.
When you're saying, let's go, Brandon.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break.
All right. Well, Joe, we're sorry, but it does seem like there's a bit of a funny sports thing going on with sports fans.
Yeah.
A little joke.
I got hairy legs.
I still have to get to one of these races. I'm not a big NASCAR fan by any stretch, but I feel like there's a couple of sporting events that I want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to a race, like a Daytona kind of thing.
Do it.
I want to go to a college football game.
Do it.
Big.
You will change your entire opinion about it. You will.
It's not that I don't love the sport. I just had no team to latch on to. Now that my friend's son is throwing the ball for Notre Dame, I've been kind of I didn't see what they did this weekend, but up until this weekend, I had kind of been watching it when I could watch it, keeping up on the scores. You know, this Saturday, just life got away between work and stuff with Nicole. But did they win Saturday, Notre Dame? They were playing Cincinnati, right?
Yeah, no, stupid. And I hate Cincinnati with every fiber of my being. And I had to sit there and watch that.
You hate every team with every fiber of your being.
They're
great.
Stupid, though, and annoying, and way overrated. And then that happens. I'm like, now you're just making people. They just hammered Notre Dame. I mean, Notre Dame looks stupid. And
oh, did they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Notre Dame shouldn't have lost at home like that. Come on.
Right. But I want to go to I do want to go to a big time. I want to do the whole tailgate thing. I want to check
it
out.
You would love every team has their like traditions and all of that. And you would love the Notre Dame one. It would be amazing. You should do it, especially since you have, you know, a friend who would go with you and you know, show you the ropes.
Yeah. This last week, my daughter Kelly went to Penn, was last week or the weekend before? She went to the Penn State game. And it was her first time to be in the stadium. She's gone tailgating before, but they hadn't gone
in
one
other
time. It was a whiteout, and she is not by any stretch a college football fan. And the college she went to didn't even have a football team,
right?
But she said it was the greatest experience because she had such a great time. It probably the same idea as like if you went to NASCAR, you don't even have to be a big NASCAR fan to go and have a great time.
If they would have started chanting "F Joe Biden" at the Penn State game, would she have covered her ear going earmuffs? Earmuffs.
She had to cover her ears.
Why do they hate him so much?
A tear might have trickled.
Don't they know he's just trying to help the poor?
Come on, man.
It might have happened, but she was like just babbling about how much fun it was, how great it was. And, you know, they plan way ahead the dates that they're going to the games, and one of the dads has this RV, and, you know, all this kind of stuff. Just sorts of stuff.
I've always fought off the Daytona thing because it's always like I hear the same thing. It's like, if you go, you'll love it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I heard the same thing about you too, and I fell asleep.
Here's the thing. I've never been, and I don't mind. It's not like I hate NASCAR. I just don't follow it. Like you said, I don't have a person I like. After I went there, I had a person I liked. I was in. Really? I was all into it. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's
it was
great.
Amazing.
And every year, I'll sit down, and I think it's usually the week after the Super Bowl, right, where they do the Daytona 500.
Oh, is that?
And it's a Sunday, so my habit is still there of watching football on Sunday, whatever. So I sit down to watch a NASCAR race, and every year I said, this is the year I'm going to get into it. And I watch, like, the first hour and change of Daytona, and I'm like, oh.
You need a person. You need the person to watch and to find out the backstory and you know what he does and what his car is a little bit. You don't have to go crazy deep into it, but once you have that little bit of an investment into it, you'll want to watch it longer than that.
I did try rooting for Danica for a while when Danica Patrick was racing. I like that whole storyline. You know, the first chick doing it.
What made you stop doing that?
I couldn't get into the whole one. I could not get into it. I can get into it for an afternoon, being there and having some drinks and tailgating and getting all caught up into the whole thing. But just watching it by myself downstairs, it's just like,
ugh. Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably starting off in a weird. And if you do something like that without having gone first, you need to start with like the last, I don't know, however many laps. Like don't watch from the beginning. Go to the end when it's a little exciting. And
well, I like the pomp and circumstance in the beginning and the whole racers start your engines and, you know, drivers, whatever they say.
My friend.
Do you remember early in the show, there was a guy from Long Island, Steve Park, who was a NASCAR driver. And I don't think he ever had a big race win, but he had some other wins, you know, at smaller tracks or whatever. But that was, I think, that kind of drew us in a little bit because he was a local guy and we interviewed him or whatever and we were talking to him. And it was kind of fun to follow his career as he was trying to make his way to the upper echelon and do well and that kind of thing. But after that, I don't know. I feel like we faded a little bit for no good reason.
Right.
You know, we have other things distracting us or whatever. But
Rob, it would be great. Three, what's going on, Rob?
JP.
Yes,
sir. Greatest college football experience that you can ever experience, and I've only done it once. Notre Dame, and I'm a diehard Notre Dame fan, Navy.
Oh, yeah?
That is the best experience you'll have because it doesn't matter where you sit. Nobody gets into fights. They both teams respect each other. It doesn't matter who wins or loses.
Really?
And being a former Marine, so I'm diehard Navy and I'm diehard Notre Dame. Something else I had two other things I wanted to bring up. There's a Pepsi shortage. Maybe AC guy can elaborate on that.
Oh, no.
Does Monica come with a Surgeon General's warning that she can cause heart attacks? High blood pressure, stroke.
I don't know. I don't want to hurt anybody.
She doesn't kill Jackhammer
yet. Monica, I love you. Yeah.
AC
Monica,
guy,
I love you to death. But maybe AC guy can tell me about this Pepsi shortage. I cannot get canned Pepsi anywhere to mix with my bourbon.
Goodness. Rob, what are you going to do?
AC guys, where's all the bourbon? Where's the Pepsi?
Well, the bourbon's there. It's...
You sound so annoying, guy.
It's...
He's been dealing with it for so long.
There's so much going on right now. The amount of shortages that are going on right now. So there's only Coca-Cola left.
Oh, I love that.
I apologize to that previous caller there, but Pepsi is. I got 12 packs sitting right over here
on the docks,
right next to me on the docks.
I haven't noticed
for
this.
For a price, though, I mean, I can make it move.
Oh.
Even though we got a guy in office who's still paying people, you know what? He cut the funding for the unemployment, but he's still paying people underneath the table.
Is that what
there's
it is?
There's envelopes going, so there's still people sitting at home. Nobody to move these cases here. I personally might be able to move these cases here. How much does that guy need? How many 12-packs does he need?
Marine Rob.
Is that who it was?
It's one guy.
So, I mean, listen, I can help him out. I got five, in Publix? What are they, like 4 for $12? I got 4 for $50 right now. I can help Marine. Thank you for your service to this country, Marine Rob. Thank you for your service. 4 for $50.
Special price.
4 12 packs.
What's that called? It's spiking or what's that called?
For you.
What's it called when it's on?
It's called America. No. That's what it's called.
And it's a hurricane.
It's called price gouging.
Gouging, yeah. You're gouging now.
Yeah. How sad does Rob feel? How happy is he going to be once he pays the $50 to me here on the docks? I'll even load it into his vehicle.
You should.
I'll load each four-pack personally.
Let's note that AC Guy has gone from spouting political opinions and complaining to now becoming an entrepreneur and charging people for what's on the docks.
How about that? How about we went from an AC salesman
yes.
to now all of a sudden he's a longshoreman working right. on the docks.
I am a terrible AC salesman.
Hustling cola.
Right.
I have, you know, there's self-realization, JP. I came to the realization that sitting in an appliance store, mm-hmm. not selling ACs is not doing me what I need to be. I need deep inside, right here, JP's in my chest, right here. That's my heart. Yeah. It's cold. It's black.
But you need a burning.
It's a cold.
But when I'm outside in that salty air,
oh yeah,
and I'm smelling the money that's going to be entering my pockets.
Got it.
From illegally...
You sure that smell?
What's that?
You sure that smell is not old pepper turkey?
It's good.
Ew.
How much you need?
The scent of cash has overtaken the scent of melted Italian ices and cracked pepper turkey on top of unused air conditioning units.
Got it.
I'm going to be watching for the Pepsi shortage. I didn't even know that was true.
Yep.
I got it.
I can't say I'm not a part of that, though. I cannot say that I didn't help that shortage.
I love marrying Rob to death. I'm not saying he's lying. I'm saying I don't know that you would trust him as a source. Maybe just in his neighborhood.
No, he's right.
Oh, he's right.
Oh, it's right there. Right. I got all these cases right over
okay.
here.
Well,
I'm looking at him.
Right over there.
John is online for. Go ahead, John. You got a quick question?
Hey, real quick on that Pepsi shortage. Down here in Florida, I do know that Coca-Cola people walked out, and there is a Coca-Cola shortage.
Oh, no.
Get out now. We're talking. Wait a minute.
Oh, no.
Hold on. No.
Yeah.
Here comes the Coke boat. Here it is.
I might have to pay you
$50. Right over there. Put it right over there next to the Pepsi.
AC guy, can you put a couple of cases of Diet Coke off to the side for me?
You got it.
I got an envelope for it.
One for 20.
Uh-huh. Yes, John. Go ahead, John.
Two for 100 for you.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I don't get to watch a lot of news or anything, but what I hear from you guys, I'm a truck driver.
Hold on, John. If you're coming to us for your news, you've got problems.
that is true, but it's entertaining, though.
Right.
Well, thank you for listening, John, while you drive.
All right, but What you guys are talking about the president and not paying people in California and with the 45 ships or whatever that's out at sea.
70.
Why are we as the public allowing this to happen to where these people are not even getting off their butts and going to work, or the people who run the docks or whatever, you know, why are they not moving product? Because you're not doing nothing for the economy.
Right.
But what happened with the shortage of people not working? Okay, what did we get? We got a pay.
I know.
Is there something going to happen here with the product not moving? Is this happening not just in Florida, but I mean, not in California, but all over? Is this just?
Oh, it's all over.
I think it's worldwide.
Yeah, we got ships off New York, ships off L.A. You talk to truck drivers. There's 16 containers for each truck that can pull one. There's a shortage of drivers. And then talk to the dock people, and they're like, listen, there's a shortage of dock workers. So it's like different reasons for different people and different things. And I don't know what the answer is going to be to this, but it's all fits and starts. So we'll keep getting shortages of things, and then we'll come back. And meanwhile, the ships are sitting out there. It's a 3-week average to get unloaded. 3 weeks.
Yeah, my wife, she went out looking for some toys for my kid for Christmas, and the people at Target and stuff are saying, yeah, there's a shortage. The product's not here. You know, it's there, but it's going as soon as it comes in.
Just order online. What they're telling you is for Christmas gifts, order online now.
But you don't know when you give them your money if you're going to get it. That's the thing. And they're like, if you see it in a store, buy it then. But, you know, that's people who want to sell the stuff, of course.
Of course.
But, you know, if you want to be safe, I guess.
Thanks, John.
Buy it. So, well, this doc thing, I don't know, sir. You, AC guy, you keep an eye on it, and we'll go forward with our shortages and things. And
just know that, you know, there's always a light at the end of the doc.
Is there?
It's me with everything you need. Don't worry about it.
Well, you really
he opens up the trunk, like the back of a van. He's like, the good old days when things used to fall off of trucks.
He's like the new Balls.
All right.
I got my trench coat. Where is he?
I don't know. We haven't heard from Balls in a while.
It's been months.
I know. I thought of him the other day.
Are we scared?
Everything's good.
Are we scared?
I bet you he's in the clink.
I don't follow him on any social. Do you guys?
I don't know if he's on social anymore. I haven't
seen. He posted something recently that he was back.
Did
he? Whatever that means. I don't know if that meant back on social media again, back from somewhere else.
Back in black, like in a big picture thing.
He hit the sack.
Got loose.
From the news.
Kept him hanging around.
Well, hopefully he's all right, too. But, yeah, you see guys taking on some traits, I would say. All right, it's time for Dead Guy in the Envelope, the game where you guys try to solve who the dead celebrity is whose name is in the envelope.
Just don't get sucked into one of those balls boxes.
Hey, bro.
How many?
I'm going to start calling people bro now.
What?
How many of you suckers did he get with that? Because I was not biting at all.
It worked. It worked for a while, and there was customer service. But
wasn't he customer service? Like, didn't you have to call him?
No, one of his buddies was customer service.
A ball's buddy? Even worse.
Yeah.
Hello, customer service.
Yeah. And you hear the toilet flush in the background.
Right.
Did you try rebooting it?
So handy.
Remember those days when you would go into, like, you had to drop your car off for brakes or whatever the hell it was, and you used the restroom in a body shop, and it was just naked chicks. All over a filthy bathroom wall.
Grease on the porcelain.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.